prnoticias.com Podcast Onda Mujer. Play.
¿Tienes que preparar una entrevista en inglés? ¿Te vas de vacaciones al extranjero o simplemente necesitas mejorar tu speaking? Lo que necesitas es Milingual.com, una forma diferente de mejorar el inglés. Milingual organiza grupos de conversación reducidos por niveles y en locales de moda de Madrid. Y lo mejor, siempre guiados y corregidos por profesores nativos. Además, incluye una bebida y muchos descuentos especiales. Es muy flexible, por 10 euros, apúntate cuando tú quieras en nuestra plataforma Milingual.
Hello everyone, welcome to Women's Radio, a time when we get together to talk about issues that interest women, share experiences, and of course, learn English while we do it. Today, here at Onda Mujer Radio, we have Roxana Apetre, the co-founder of Se Habla Español in Madrid. She has started a very fun business where she and her co-worker and co-founder organize Spanish classes and activities 100% in Spanish for international students, travelers, and for locals who want to meet foreigners. We are pleased to announce that we have some other visitors here too. They are Noemi and Daria. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Onda Mujer and Milingual Spain and check out the hashtag, the Twitter, Se Habla Español _. So, let's get started. So, bienvenida. Welcome. Madrid is generally revered as a very friendly, open city where everyone is welcome. I, as a foreigner, have definitely found this to be true. However, as most know, the average Spaniard isn't the best at showing off their language skills. Not to mention, Spanish is becoming an increasingly more prominent language around the world. Therefore, Roxy and her business partner, Servando, have started a small business which organizes Spanish language classes in a very co-working style by recommending local schools. They also organize trips and activities to spots near Madrid. So, welcome, Roxy. Can you tell us a bit about how you came up with this idea?
Hi, thanks. Thank you for the invitation. And yes, well, it's a long story. I'm going to make it short, but it all started when I finished my bachelor, and well, I studied journalism, and after that I was wondering what I'm gonna do. Of course, in my mind I didn't have all this Spanish teacher, anything, but I just knew I wanted to stay in Madrid because I'm from Valencia. So I came to Madrid. I found some. I wanted to work as an intern. And the first thing that came up, it was an intern in a Spanish school. So I said, okay, this is not going to help me at all. This is not going to be useful for me at all. But I'm just going to stay here because I want to be in Madrid. And in the meanwhile, I will look up for something else. But after that, after 3-4 months, I really, really liked it. I met Servando, who's the co-worker of the Habla Español, and he had some ideas in his head, and I had mine because I was working at this Spanish school. He wanted to do like a big meeting for foreign people, but a local meeting, not like that kind of touristic meetings. You know, we wanted them to feel integrated, to get to know some other people, to meet Spanish people as well, which they were interested in. So, we just bring together some ideas and we started to do what it is now, Se Habla Español. It's an event for everybody who wanna speak Spanish. We do it every Thursday in La Latina, and after that, we've just started to think, okay, let's, you know, let's do something else for these people because they're here every Thursday, but they want more. So this is how we came up with activities, with the trips, with some Spanish classes.
Wow. And are you planning on expanding, or what are other things that you would like to add in the future?
Wow, we have a lot of plans. I mean, we've changing all the time our ideas because we have a lot of them and we have to focus. So by the moment, we want to do also accommodation for them. We want them to live with Spanish people or with Spanish students. Sometimes it's difficult because, you know, Spanish people, they don't usually speak English that much, so it's difficult for them to get in contact. We want to help them to do that. We want to make an immersion in Spanish. Living with Spanish, doing classes in a Spanish school, doing activities with locals, in local bars also, or local coffees. I mean, not the typical, okay, let's go to Seoul or let's go to Gran Vía, to, you know, just some things that they wouldn't do on their own. And also, well, conversation classes, which is very, very important. We want to go on with these and focus on the conversation classes.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And why Madrid? What brought you to Madrid? Why did you want to leave the beautiful beaches of Valencia?
Well, okay, yeah, Valencia is beautiful, but, I mean, when I was 18, I was reading Juan José Millás, which I loved, and also Pascual Serrano. They're two Spanish writers, very, very good writers. And they studied at Complutense. So I started to think, Complutense, sounds good. I want to be a journalist like them. And I wanted to come to Madrid. And once I came, I just fell in love with the city, as millions of people do. And it's just amazing. You have opportunities for everything. Valencia, it's great. It's a very nice city. But Madrid, you have everything here. And even more, there are much more students from abroad here.
Mm-hmm. And so how long have you been working with Servando in Se Habla Español?
Oh, well, not even for 1 year. We've started very, we've been doing this event from February, and then activities, we started with them in the summer, and now we're starting with the conversational classes. So this is pretty fresh, actually.
And what kind of trips and activities do you offer?
Okay, the activities, they are many of them. We have activities around Madrid, but cultural activities, also entertaining activities. For example, we go to Palacio Cibeles and we explain the story about, or we go to Museo Reina Sofía, or we go to Matadero, like some cultural activities, and also some activities that they're not very famous. Let's say some things. We go watch something not very famous, not very touristical. But in the same time, we do some Ruta de Cañas. So we go in a tour for Cañas to the cheapest bars in Madrid, or in a tour for tapas, the typical Spanish bars, you know, where the barman is like, hey, what the hell do you want? You know how Spanish the people are, not very polite sometimes, but it's the culture, I think. And they love that.
And where are some of the bars that are most successful on your routes?
They're from in Chueca. We have our favorite. It's El Respiro. It's near to El Tigre. Tigre is a very well-known bar, but we don't like it that much because everybody knows it and just everybody goes there. It's impossible to ask for something and to be in a relaxed atmosphere. It's a bit stressful. The next, in Calle Las Infantas, the next one, it's El Respiro. And it's even a little bit cheaper, and the tapas are nicest. yes, they improve the quality of the tapas. They don't give you like a lot, but it's, and well, we like the people there. They're also very nice and they're nice with us normally.
And that sounds great. I'm getting hungry. And what about the trips? I read on your website that you offer day trips and events outside of Madrid. How do those work?
Yes, as you know, there are a lot of agencies, companies making trips around Madrid to Toledo, Segovia, etc. But we want, these trips are a bit different. They're trips where you only will speak Spanish, and we learn the student. Meanwhile, we are watching the city. We're not touristic guides at all. We go with them as friends. Of course, we know the places to go. We know some information about the places. We let them know things, interesting things, you know, curiosities about the places. But all we want is to get them together, to speak Spanish, practice a lot, and even teach them some, Spanish expressions, and that they love that.
Mm. And who's your average participant?
Wow, we have all kind of
students, visitors, guests.
Exactly, they're from everywhere, and they're between 18 and even 70 years old. So we've had in the same group people from 18 and people from 70.
People who are 18. Up to 70 years.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yes, we try to make it comfortable for all of them. Normally, we try them to be the same age, mm-hmm. but when there is someone else, it's fine because it's a relaxed atmosphere, you know? It's not like, we have to see this. They can choose. Like, okay, guys, I think you really should see the Cathedral of Segovia, but hey, if you are not interested in, you can go have a walk around or meet us in 1 hour. That's great for them because a lot of people is like, I'm fed up with cathedrals, churches and all this stuff. I don't care about them. So I want to go and have a caña. So we just meet them in 1 hour. And
so what are the current trips that you offer?
Right now we're offering Toledo and Segovia most of the trips, but then we make some trips if they ask for, for example, a school is interested in, we offer trips to Cuenca, El Escorial, and Aranjuez.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm missing any, but yeah, these 4 or 5, destinations are the most required.
And it sounds like you and Servando have a lot on your plate. Are you working with other people, or how do you manage all of the activities, the people, the places, the times?
I know, it's difficult. We are only the two of us by now, and we just have no time for anything else. We are trying to find someone else to help us. We need it because we want to focus on some other things, and no time left. I mean, we're working 15 hours per day sometimes. So it's just all the time working, all the time on WhatsApp, on Facebook with the people. I mean, when you work with people, you have no timetable, you know, schedule. It's difficult.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a physical office? Do you have a meeting space where you organize events or maybe a conference or video screening? Or are you all just going to the different places and meeting wherever the people are?
Well, we have a little office. It's a co-working in Moncloa.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice, cozy office. It's a school. And they offered us a room to work where we can have our office. By now, it's great. The school is the Academy. And it's a very special school because they are give Spanish classes, also French and English classes. But, well, they do it in some other way. They're focused on conversation. But anyway, they were very nice with us by letting us their office. So there's where we are right now. Also in the schools, it's there where we give the meetings and the if we want to explain something or to offer a trip, whatever, we go to the schools and talk with the students. It's something more official if you go to a school and talk with the students.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where are the students from? Like, where are the most common countries? Or what are some of the more exotic ones?
United States.
Of course.
And England. Also Italian. Huh. Italian people, there are a lot here. But we have from everywhere. Also France, Germany, a lot of German people, Holland, Belgium, yeah, from Europe, from mm-hmm. everywhere. Then you have India, Morocco. Yeah, it's very different. They're very different.
And I've seen on your website that you're collaborating with language schools. And I've studied in some language schools, and usually they have lots of their kind of cultural activities. And when you're collaborating with them, are you in charge of all the activities, or they just have their own activities and like you are complement with like your other activities?
Yeah, that depends on the school. For example, Kronopios is a school we work with, and we have their activities. We do everything, organize them, offer them, meet with the people. We have a group on WhatsApp, Facebook, and it's only us who are organizing the activities. And then with AL Madrid, for example, they have their own cultural activities. And then we offer the students to choose. Sometimes they can assist to both because they're in different schedules. And they have their own activities. We offer to the students ours as well. Mm. And they choose. Yeah, it depends. They have nice cultural activities, very well prepared. And we are more relaxed.
And so what in this process that sort of seemed to just come about, you met Servando, you had ideas of doing something similar, he also did. I'm sure that there's been components that have been easier than you could have imagined or that have worked quicker or faster or better than you ever could have thought. And on the other hand, there's things that have been really difficult that maybe made you want to sure. pull your hair out or go crazy.
Yes.
What are some of those situations or experiences that you've come across in both sides of the spectrum, the easy, happy, and the
wow,
nerve-wracking?
It's difficult. Well, it's amazing because sometimes I was the happiest person in the world because the satisfaction is very big. When you work with people, you know... But then, on the other hand, there are days that you're just, okay, I'm just going to quit off everything. I don't want to know anything more about this. I want to go home. I want to go work in a bar, just not caring about anything else. It's difficult. For example, as we are the responsible for this, the only responsible, we don't have a boss to blame on. It's difficult because, okay, if something happens, it's our fault. And we feel terrible about this. If we have a complaint from a student or from the school, and it's the two of us, it's either my fault or his fault. So we're just looking at each other and start. Yeah, you did this, but you did this. No, but you know, you should have done this. No, but you don't do this either. So it's like, okay, it's difficult to control the situation. You get out of your nerves. You're just like, okay, I don't want to work to this anymore. And we work a lot, so sometimes we can't rest. We don't have some holidays. You know, the beginnings are like this, and it's oh my god, just yeah. The worst situation are when people complain. For example, some days we meet in a bar and the bar is closed. Because on Monday, some bars are closed. So you're like, oh, my God. Okay, you just try to, oh, yes, guys, they closed today because they're doing some constructions on the bar or whatever. But we will go to the one in front. I've heard it's even better, blah, blah. You know, you have to manage the situation. But then we have very happy moments with the students because they become our friends. and you learn a lot from them. It's unbelievable how much I've learned from all these people, countries that I even didn't know maybe about. A lot and invitations to their places, like a really good friend from India. She said, you have to come to Bombay, you really have to come. Whenever you want, just come, you have a place in my house. And it's very satisfactory because you feel like, okay, I've did a good job, right? They're happy. And it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. And are most of the students that you work with people who are here on a long-term basis, or are they here for 2 weeks or so for just a quick Spanish immersion adventure?
Well, most of them, they're here from 2 weeks to 1 month. I'm not sure I'm right saying this. Maybe 50-60%, they're here for a short term. But then we have people that have been here for 5 months and they're still with us and they're still coming to our event, to our activities.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not all of them because they already know Madrid, but sometimes they just come to see us or to have a drink with us. We prefer the people who are staying longer because we can get better with them. You get to know the person. Hmm. Yeah. And then the people who's here for a short time, we try them to enjoy every moment, every day, recommend them places where to go. Maybe we don't do this activity this week. He's staying here, but hey, you have to go here. We let them know. We have a very good relationship with them.
Mm. And have either of you joined similar activities in Spain or elsewhere?
Yes, I did a language course and in a language school, and they provided, I'm not sure whether that was like their internal thing or like of a language academy or whether that was something that like maybe probably even you were collaborating with them, flamenco nights and tapas evenings.
Yeah,
something typical Spanish experiences.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do the flamenco as well. It's one of the favorite activities ever. Because we go to a nice place. Actually, we go to the place Ayel recommended us. And it's amazing. It's one of the best places in Madrid.
Well, I'm Spanish, so I'm not used to go to that type of events. But last year, I met two Italian students with love parties and Spanish people, and they wanted to practice Spanish. And in my university, there is like, I think it's also a company called ESN. And they organized, I don't know, parties and flamenco stuff. And they organized also trips to Salamanca, to the party of Salamanca. And it's like similar to you, and they love it. They all weekends, they go with them.
Yeah, ESN, it's great. They are in the whole world, I think, in most of the cities. They organize things for Erasmus, most of all. Mm. They work with the Erasmus people. The only difference is that most of the activities are in English because of the people. And some Erasmus, they speak no Spanish or they're not interested in because they have their courses in English. So, that's the difference I've seen between ESN and organization, but they're really good. And the activities are great, cheap, fun, and, yeah.
Are there other similar companies or programs that do something like you do in Madrid that you found?
Yes, actually, there are a lot. There are some companies. We are trying even to collaborate with them in things. It's there is a lot of competence. The only thing we do different, it's what I've said before. We do the things in Spanish because these organizations work most of the time in English.
And there's no other similar program that does activities in Spanish for students to learn Spanish?
I've heard of something, but they were really expensive. they were like they were getting money from everything. I'm not sure what we've seen. It was in Spanish and in English written, so we're not sure if we tried to contact them, but they didn't answer. So it was difficult to know more about them. There was some company, yeah, in Spanish and English, but for what I've seen, it was a bit expensive.
And for example, for the Toledo trip, how do you organize that?
Yes, as we are not an agency, we just meet with the people in the bus terminal de autobuses.
The bus station.
Bus station, yeah, right. Depending on the destination we go. And we meet there with the people. So, they make the reservation first. Sure, we meet them, tell them about the trip, and then we meet them in the bus station, and we go by public transportation. That's why the trips are good price. I mean, it's not something expensive. It's not. But people prefer that sometimes. Yeah, because otherwise they have these big companies. They go with 100 more people, with a touristic guide, everything very well organized. Sometimes people want something more, you know,
relaxed.
Tranquilo.
And how many people usually show up to the different trips?
We've been from 10 to 25 people. So, yeah, it depends on the season.
Mm. Yeah. I imagine that summer is the no-show season. Nobody's here.
Yes, yeah, nobody's here. Well, in actually August, October, we had some people because they came here to study Spanish.
In August?
In Madrid? imagine us going around Madrid at 5-6 o'clock in the afternoon. It was just
melting.
Oh my God. But they were fine. They were great and happy. Oh, we so wanted the Spanish weather and we were all sweating. But well.
Where were they from? Russia? Siberia?
Something like that.
The north of Norway?
They were from London, which they love. They had a lot of rain. London, Belgium, and Finland. So, yeah, they pretty much wanted the Spanish weather, right?
They got it well.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, like, you mentioned about the bus trips, and that reminded me recently we went on a bus trip to Toledo with my friends, but we had this thing with a guide, and then everyone, like, I think, like, the thing that you were saying about, like, with no guide, something more relaxed, and we would prefer that because, like, we wanted to talk, and then we had to be polite to listen to the lady that she was telling about history, and it was early morning. You couldn't, like, really process that information. Yeah,
you see, that's our point. Of course, there are people who want to know about history and who are very interested in the year of the cathedral was built up. Okay, that people, they can't come to our trip because they won't be satisfied, probably. We didn't have that much students like that. We always tell them, okay, we're not guide, we're not touristic guide. That's the thing. We tell them, okay, this cathedral has been burned 3 times. It's from the year 1550. 532, here lives, blah, blah. We tell them some things, but, I mean, I went to touristic guide trips I didn't understand much, and I don't remember anything for that.
I know how that works. No coffee, no brain.
Exactly. And you're just standing out, yeah, that king, and that, just like, no, sir, I'm sorry, I don't remember that. But I do remember if I had fun or if I had a good meal or, you know.
Well, if any of you out there are English speakers looking for fun, unique, exciting activities, then definitely check out their Facebook, Se Habla Español en Madrid, and their website, sehablaespanolenmadrid.com. And I hope that you get the chance to go on one of the trips with Roxy and Servando. Just like if you're Spanish and you want to show up at their events, every Thursday night they have Se Habla Español night. in La Escuela La...
It's in La Latina. It's in a bar, pub bar. It's very cozy, nice bar. It's called El Estudio de los Arquitectos. You can find it on Facebook as well.
Well, that sounds great. So I hope to see some of you around on Thursday nights in La Latina
sure.
at El Estudio de Arquitectos. And thank you, everyone, for participating. And we're always looking for more guests. So if you'd like to be here in the studio with us, feel free to check out our website and sign up for a session on www.milingual.com. Thanks for participating, and see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars. And